Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap at Le Jour Estate, Kelseyville, California. With me, Cheryl Lucido.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Good to see you.
And you as well.
I'm smiling, not because I love you and adore you, but because I adore the wines you make. Let's hear my favorite sound, shall we? And we can talk about what we're drinking. But folks at home, we are in Kelseyville, California, Lake County. And just over a year ago, me and my partner moved here. We found this great winery. Here's my favorite sound. Ah, second favorite sound is this. Oh, yes. I never drink alone now, Cheryl. Come on.
Of course not.
What are we drinking?
We are drinking a 2017 Cabernet Sauvignon. It is our Colli's Cuvée, and appropriately named after my father-in-law, who unfortunately passed when he was 59. He was Italian. He would have loved that we did this winery. He never was able to see it. So we do this in his honor, and it gets awards every year from the San Francisco Chronicle. We are very proud of this wine.
I noted the awards. You walk into the tasting room, boom, 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 all over. Move over, Oscar. We've got big wine awards here. Salute.
Salute.
Here we go. Good on the nose. Oh, my Lord. That is a little taste of heaven right there.
Yes.
In one little sip.
One little sip, yes.
Let's talk about your wine journey. Cheryl, early on in your life, a cooking fan, culinary fan. I mean, it was in the kitchen that you really started your love affair with wine, because food and good wine go together, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've been passionate about cooking for many years, love cooking, and really loved, got into doing several different sauces and then pairing. And so wine and food obviously is amazing together. So one kind of went with the other. So I started with cooking and then had an opportunity to get into winemaking and being creative there. Amazing opportunity.
I want to know about the food you were cooking. Was there an aha moment? What was that period of your life, and what were the dishes you were making that went so beautifully with wines that you discovered?
So a lot of veal dishes, which are not always popular with people, but the sauces that you can go with veal, you know, working with Madeiras and these really reductive sauces that add so much, were really sauce every night with dinner. Like everything that we made, that I made, had sauce. The kids would always ask, what sauce tonight?
What sauce tonight? It's so funny. Very similar to my childhood, because I would turn to my mom and say, Mom, what are you boiling in a bag tonight?
Oh, but yeah, that's very similar.
Not quite. Cheryl, not at all. God bless you, Mom. Now, listen, you mentioned veal, and as a young man at the age of 21, I got to live in France for a year, and every Friday night, I would go to this little campagnette, and I would order veal à la crème à la champignon.
Champignon, yes, oh, which is mushroom, yeah. if you don't know, but it's amazing.
Merci beaucoup, madame.
It is the most amazing sauce.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So these great wines, you're pairing them with all this great food. You would, at some point, visit Lake County, and you came across 15 stunning acres that would become the site for your estate. Tell me about that day when you discovered this property. Set the scene for us. Tell us where we are and take us back to the day you discovered this.
Wow. So this property we found through some friends that were vineyardists as well. And they said, hey, be our neighbor. We got up the next morning, looked at property. This property that we ended up purchasing was not available. It was not for sale. Kept writing the woman, finally wrote a contract, sent it to her and said, please, we have to have this property. It's my number one. And she called me and said, I just signed the contract. It is yours.
Wow.
It was amazing. I wrote a lovely letter, of course, about what we wanted to do, and she was very happy to sell it to us. So,
and what was here before? 15 acres of what?
15 acres of overgrown brush and a walnut orchard that had been abandoned several years before. So we couldn't really see what we had here at the time until we cleared. And, of course, once we cleared, we knew that we had the slice of heaven in Lake County.
Let me tell you, we're drinking wine right here on your property, the grapes hanging on the vines before us and beyond, one of the most stunning views of Lake County, Kelseyville, Mount Conocti, the lake just beyond. I mean, doesn't get better than this, does it?
Not that I've ever seen.
I mean, my front porch is pretty good, you know, a couple of miles down the road, but this is rather stunning. This is like a bird's eye view of Kelseyville and the valley here.
Yes, we are very grateful, very, very grateful.
So first wines that you made, it was a cab with a little help from your neighbors. Tell me about that first vintage and what it was and what it felt like to have it.
So doing your first vintage, we did one barrel. So one barrel, you know, is 25 Woohoo! Cases, right? So, you know, you make sure that you know what you're doing, spend some time on it. It turned out and ended up doing some home winemaker things where I went in and one started winning awards as a home winemaker, and everyone said, just keep going for it. And I did. And so then I went back to UC Davis, got my education there, and it's history now. It's history.
And Cheryl, what a second chapter of your life. I mean, for this to be your passion and now your career, it's a family affair. Dave, husband, often in the tasting room, you put him to work, don't you?
Absolutely. In the vineyard as well. He spends a lot of time in the vineyard. Absolutely,
and
yeah.
One of the most important questions, what's behind the name Le Jour?
So Le Jour are our children, Lauren and Jordan. We put that together, and we thought it sounded pretty good. Not French.
I know, it sounds pretty French.
Yes, but not French.
Yeah,
but
some friends were like, what does Le Jour mean? I think it means today.
Yeah, or a lot of people think the day.
The day, which is du jour.
But yeah. Yes, exactly.
So the Vino du Jour.
The Vino du Jour.
Is our cab sauv right there. Right next door, we have a lovely little Syrah Noir. Tell us about the varietals you grow here. What else do you have?
So the Cabernet, we grow two clones of Cabernet, clone 6 and 337. They are great to blend together or do separately. They add different nuances to the wines themselves. We also grow Petite Syrah, which grows amazing in Lake County, and Syrah Noir. We are the only grower of Syrah Noir in Lake County. It is a French clone, and we do it in a style that is a little bit of residual sugar, so it's got a little sweet on the front. It's very, very high in viscosity, thick, dense, delicious, and probably our biggest seller here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you know, it'd be naughty to sit here and not allow this to dance on my palate. Absolutely. So here we go.
20. Here we go. Let's go dancing.
Should we dance?
Shall we dance?
Sorry, Dave, don't mind. I'll get home by midnight. So here it is, the 2017 Syrah Noir. What makes this grape thrive here in Lake County and on this spot?
So actually, it's the opposite. This grape does not thrive in the position that it's in. It is under a lot of trees, and it fights and fights and fights. So it's the smallest grape. Therefore, it's the most intense in the bottle. So it does fight, but it is definitely delicious. It's so thick and rich. Tons of cherry chocolate. Delicious notes.
All my favorite things. Cheers, my dear.
Cheers. Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. Oh, my gosh. That has a lot going on there, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lots of fruit, lots of action, lots of dancing.
Lots of dancing, yeah. So it just hits that mid-palate, and it just smoothly just goes right down and just has a... It's very, very well balanced.
For those who aren't familiar with a terroir, and the climate here in Lake County. Why is this a good spot to be a winemaker, and what does best here?
So the terroir here is very volcanic soils, so very well draining, which the grapes love that because it makes them go and find the water. It makes them thrive. And the climate here is what they consider to be diurnal, so it is hot during the day, cools quite a bit at night. The grapes love that because it lets them grow. It lets them mature during the day and sleep at night, which is a perfect environment.
So you could get a 40-degree swing. Absolutely. From daytime 95, 55, even lower at night.
All the time. Yeah. All the time, yeah.
Lovely place to live, isn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous. Wonderful.
For those who have not been here, the property is lovely. Yeah, you pull up, head into the tasting room, open 9 to 5, 11 to 5?
11 to 5 every day.
And do what I did recently, become a wine club member. Then you get to come enjoy these great tastings. And I know for you, putting on events, throwing a party, which is hard work, but you throw a party so you can have fun at the party. Tell me about some of your wine club events and the kind of things you do for your wine club members.
Yeah. So one of the things we do a concert in the vineyard, probably one of our more popular, and we actually usually will do a big paella and we serve everybody. They sit down, they enjoy the concert, and we take care of everyone. We make sure that they are number one, so we really spoil our people.
Do you need a British butler at the next paella party?
Absolutely, absolutely. Always, always.
I'll be there, sure. Tell me about this region. As a wine region, it's young, it's thriving, it's growing. What is it like to be a member of this community?
So Red Hills, of course, is the appellation that is being the most touted in Lake County right now, which is where we are located. The people here are amazing that come here. We have a huge second home community that are so supportive, as well as our local people. And pretty much everyone that comes in here wants to come back, which we appreciate so much. And well, that's part of us also. Hospitality is number one for us.
Hospitality. Conviviality. That's very much a part of it. You make people so very welcome. A couple of my friends from England who came to visit saw the posting. I was here a couple of days ago and they said, oh, our favorite place, because they had such a good time.
Oh, I appreciate that always.
It's the hospitality. It's also the view.
Yes. Yeah,
And what do you love about Lake County life? What do you love most about it?
I would say the people. Like, people here are so kind and, there's a party every weekend somewhere. There's something going on. It's very community. I think people don't, until you live that, you really don't know what that is.
Yeah.
You really don't, and it's amazing.
I feel blessed to be in some way a part of it. As often as we can get up here, we do. We absolutely love it. So if folks want to find out more about LaJora Estate, we're going to put a link on our website, but give the old web address out, why don't you?
Yes, it's www.lajoreestate.com.
So come see Cheryl, come see Dave. You may see Lauren.
Yes.
Your daughter on the property as well. And son Jordan, is he here often?
Jordan comes up for events. He helps us when we really need him. Yeah, he lives not too far, 2 hours away.
Yeah. Come on, Jordan. Come up here. We need to see you. I need to meet you.
Yeah.
Finally, when you're not enjoying your passion, which is making wine, what else do you love to do, Cheryl?
Probably just be with friends, entertain, and be entertained. You know, have dinner and just be with friends, really, is what we do the most here.
And I always love to put people on the spot and ask people what their last supper would be. Last supper, what would you eat and drink? And if you could have a couple of guests at the table, dead or alive, they got to be famous, can't be any family members, who'd be at the table with you? What would you eat and drink?
Wow, that's a big question. I know I would be drinking LaJora Estate wine, but who would be at the table with me? It'd probably be Liam and Rick.
Oh no, I said they've got to be famous.
Oh, we're not famous yet?
You are adorable, Cheryl. But what would you eat for your last supper? What would your last supper meal be?
It would probably be some kind of Italian food. I love Italian food, and it goes well with wines, and it's in my heritage, in my bloodstream.
Bella, bella.
Bella, bella. Thank you.
Folks, do yourself a favor. Come visit Lake County. Don't come for a day. Come stay the weekend. come visit Le Jean Estate, the tasting room open for your drinking pleasure. Order the cheese and salami plate while you're here. You'll be treated well. Great hospitality and conviviality. We'll have the wine notes on these two wines, plus more on the Le Jean Estate story at kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Chat. Thank you, love. Last one.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What a sound.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.